begin the current daf in Sechdes Bey Adaf Lamed Hey. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had the following question. There is a similarity in halacha between Shabbos and a Chatzar. That is, when one is producing, finishing off his produce, there's a chiv of taking off trumas and maizes. When does that chiv begin, where then one would not even be able to eat achilas aroi? That is, generally, a person could eat temporary snacking type of eating from his produce, even if it's still tevel, untyped, he didn't take off trumas and maizes, unless it has already been established with a chiyuv, then you have to take off trumas and maizes, even for achilas aroi. Now that chiyuv begins when one takes it into his house or into his chatzar. However, as the Gemara illustrated on the previous daf, that's only if it was nigmar malachtei. If the processing of the produce has been finished, then together with it being brought into one's house or chatzar, then there's going to be a chiyuv, and one cannot even have achilas aroi. Now, a similar halacha applies to Shabbos. The Shabbos also is a kriveya. It establishes things that one cannot even have achilas aroi. The Gemara's question was, do we say, just like by Chatzar, although it's what establishes that one cannot even have an achilas aroi, that however there it's only if it's nigmar malachtei, would we say the same thing by Shabbos? Or Shabbos even more chamer, that Shabbos will make the produce into a kviyas, that you cannot even have a snack, even if it's not nigmar malachtei. So the Gemara had proposed that it will be kriveya, even if it's not nigmar malachtei. And the Gemara wanted to bring the raya, a proof, from our Mishnah. Where our Mishnah said, in the name of Elazar, that a person could be standing on Erev Shabbos in the Shemitah year, and he says, these produce, I want to go ahead and make it mukhan, make it prepared for Yom Tov, that I could be able to eat it. Now, on that, the raya was, why they pick a Shemitah year? Must be, because although these produce are not nigmar malachta, because that's why they're out in the field, and that was saying that I wanted to be prepared or else it would be considered muktzah, so you don't have a problem with muktzah. However, there would be a problem about, but it's not typed. And that we say that because it's a Shemitah year where there is no Chiyuv Maisras, so now you could go ahead and eat it on Yom Tov. There is no other halachic problem. You took care of the problem of Muktzah, and there's no problem about Maisras. But the inference is regarding other years, not a Shemitah year, where there would be a Chiyuv of Maisras once you go ahead and make a Kviyas of it. Therefore, although it's not going to be a problem of Muktzah, but you'll have a problem about Maisras. Now, but the question is, what is making it a Chiyuv in Maisr if it's out in the fields yet? It's not Nigmar Malachtoi. And it wasn't brought into the chatzar. So what is going to be kaveyed as a chiv must be, that's what the Gemara wanted to make a diak, to bring a raya, that it must be that Shabbos is kaveyed. Just the fact that it's going to be Shabbos, that itself is going to make the kviyas. And therefore, that's why it's only by the Shemitah year where there, even if there is a kviyas, there's no kviyas for Meister because there is no chiv Meister on Shemitah year. Whereas in the other years, where just by the virtue of it being Shabbos, that's going to be making the chiv. And that's why, even though it's not going to be muktzah anymore, but you'll have the problem about Shabbos. And I think Gemara says, no, it's not a riot. Because actually you could say that Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah was talking about on Erev Shabbos, the virtue that he said that I want to be able to eat these tomorrow, because or else they'd be muktzah, because they're out in the fields, until you decide you want to go ahead and use them to make them mukhan, that verbalization, that speech, is actually what makes it into kviyas, because now you're making this considered significant, that you want to be able to utilize it. That is what makes a kviyas, and that's why on the other years, when there's going to be a chiyuv once you make a kviyas, that you can't eat a achilas aroi, it's based on the speech, not based on Shabbos, and therefore could be that Shabbos would be the same as chatzar, that it would not be kveveh if it's not nigmar malachtoi. Here it's one speech, however, that's creating the chiyuv, even if it's not nigmar malachtoi. Now that's where our current daf begins, and continues on this, that now it asks a question on the Gemara's rejection of the Raya to say that it's because of Shabbos that's going to be kveyed, even if it's not nigmar malachtoi. That the Gemara's question is, how could you say that the kviyas of our Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar's opinion of the other years when they wouldn't be a Shemitah year is because of the person's speech? But if haloi, even if someone did more than speech, even if someone took a lot of produce that was tevel, that was untithed, during a weekday, and they put in front of him, which gives the impression as if he wants to go ahead and eat a achila maruba, a real meal, which would definitely be a kviyas. Even in such a case, maisri chayzer, if it would be a case where it's something that it's fit to take the leftovers, which let's say you're not going to eat all that you're eating. If it's something that's appropriate to then put the leftovers back to the place where you took it from, on that halacha, b'shamin le Rabbi Eliezer, we learned who that's the same town of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer, dama that he says, kol heicha de maisri chayzer, wherever you could take the leftovers, so even if you're taking a large amount, which is essentially going to be an illustration that you want to make a kviyas, you want to go ahead and eat it, no less, if definitely more than just saying words that you want to eat from this tamar, you're doing an action. You're taking a huge bowl, a plate full of this produce. However, since if there you would eat just a little, you could eat just a little snack, and then the leftovers would be fit to then put back where you took it from the pile of tevel. Even in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer says that loy kava, with this first taking of this big large pile that you're putting in front of your plate, that would not establish a chiyuv of trumas ha'maisus. And therefore, the Gemara's question is that the kolshke, most definitely, by just saying a speech where you're not even doing an action, for sure it's not going to make a kvias. As the Gemara will illustrate now, this halach Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we don't understand the Gemara's rejection of the raya from our Mishnah to say that no, it's not Shabbos that's making the kvias. Really, Shabbos would only be kaveh, it would only establish a chiyuv of trumas ha'maisus if it's nigma malachta. Now, although in our mission is talking about a case of loy nigma malachdai, so what would be the problem in other years, not in the Shemitah year? Well, that's because of someone's speech. But now the Gemara is asking, it's Rebbe Eliezer in our mission, and he says even with an action, which is more than speech, if you could put the leftovers back, will not make it into a kviyas. How could speech make it into a kviyas? It's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Maisus. That says, Hanoitel zeisim min ha-matan. If someone takes olives from the vat, which is a large vessel, which they would pile in all the olives there that they should get heated up and all cooked, all the oil that's inside of it, where then it's very easy to take it out in the place where the olives are pressed. Now, let's say someone takes this olive that's sitting in this vat. Well, then the halacha is, toivel achas achas b'melech v'oichel. Then the person could dip each one individually, one at a time, and dip it in salt and eat it without taking off ma'aser. And we don't say that the dipping it in salt actually creates it into a kviyas. Because since you're doing one at a time, that's snacking, that's achil sarai, and therefore there is no chiv in taking off maises. However, im tavel v'nasl l'fon basar chay, but if he dips it in the salt, and he piles up a pile of 10, and only then he begins eating, then you're chayv, because that's creating a kviyas out of it. That's the opinion of the Tanakam. Liazo, Imer Bleza says, he says, depends. Min ha-matan tar, if you're taking from this vat that the produce is tahar, then chayv. Then he's going to be chayv to taking off maises. And the reason is because then it won't be what's called meister chayz. You won't be able to put the leftovers back into the vat. And that's as the Gemara will shortly illustrate, which the Gemara is going to ask, that it's talking about a case where the person is tummy, and therefore becomes tummy when he touches it. Now, if he's going to put it back into the vat, it's going to get mixed with all the other ones that are tar, the tummy ones with the tar ones, and then it's going to be tummy all the oil. Now, therefore, since he cannot go ahead and put it back in those leftovers, because they're all going to be metame everything, so most definitely, when he's taking it, his initial intention is to eat all of it that he took, and therefore, by default, that's going to be an achilas kva. So there, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, yes, if you take a pile of 10, then that's going to be a kviyas. However, min ha-matan tame, but if you take from a vat that the produce, the olives are anyways tame, then pater, then he's going to be exempt. Why are you exempt? It should be like the Tanakama. You take a huge pile, you're doing achilas kva, that should be a chiyuv in maisus. And that, Rabbi Eliezer says, memneishu machzer esa maisur. The reason is because since you could give back the leftovers, and therefore when he took the pile initially, that wasn't his intention, was just to eat a little bit. Now, although he took a lot, maybe he wants to pick out which ones he wants to eat, and then to give back the leftovers, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer would hold that even with a maisa, even with an action of taking a large pile, but since you can give back the leftovers, then it's not going to be a problem, it's not going to be a chiv of maisas, you could take a snack, and it's not going to be a problem of tevel. Now, as the Gemara illustrates what we had just explained, Vavinba. Now, we asked regarding Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Maishna Reisha, what's the difference between the first half of his statement, where he says that you cannot go ahead and put it back, the leftovers of the pile of olives that you took, because we're talking about that the vat is, the olives that are there that are tahar. Now the difficulty with that is we could be talking about someone that he himself is also tahar. And therefore, Maishna Sefer. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Why would that be the defining characteristic of it being a vat that has the produce tahar, or if it's tamei to say that if you could put the leftovers back or not? Now, that Vamer Bevo, Rebbe Bevo gave the explanation that we're all talking about where the person that's taking it is tummy. And therefore, Reishin b'matan tahar b'gavar tummy. The first half of his statement was told where the vat had the olives at tahar. Now, the person is tummy. D'loy matzi mahadale. He can't go ahead and put back the leftovers because the second he digs into his pile of olives, he makes them all tummy. And if he was going to put it back, he's going to go ahead and mix the tar ones with the tummy. They're all going to become tummy. Therefore, you can't put it back. And since you can't put it back, that means you basically are eating, or you took as a kviyas everything that you're eating, and therefore there is a chiyuv of maisus. Sefer, but matan tamei, but gavar tamei. However, the sefer was talking about where the vat is tamei, and the person is tamei. The matzah mahadalei, where they could go ahead and put it back, because there's no problem, because anyways, he's tamei and they're tamei, so he would have no qualms about putting it back, and therefore it is maisur chayzer, and therefore that itself would not be an establishment. Now, Rashi wonders what would be the halacha regarding when he takes it from the vat in the first place, where he makes those olives tamei, And then Rashi says there would only be the ones that he's touching that become tame, and then you could remove those, and therefore the rest would remain tar, and therefore the case of the Reisha, where the matan, the vat is tar, he's still not going to put back the leftovers that he ate, because although when he touched it, those that were nearby became tame, so he'll remove those, but the rest will still remain tar. And again, that was the difference from Lez's opinion. And but one thing the Gemara is asking is, we see contra Bliezer that even the action of putting a huge pile on your plate, where you're doing more than just speech to saying that tomorrow you want to eat from this, which is only going to take some of that, and yet still we say that since you could put it back, it's not going to be kviyas. Now how could we then say that regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, that's also Rabbi Eliezer, that just saying a speech, that saying tomorrow I want to go ahead and use it, is going to be considered kviyas, and therefore you have to take off maisers, if even the action of taking a huge plate is not enough of a kviyas, because you could put the leftovers back, Shabbos you could also put the leftovers back. So why would we say that that's the explanation to say that it's not Shabbos, if speech shouldn't be more than an action? Now, on that, the Gemara answers, Masnit Nami, actually, our Mishnah that we're explaining, that it's the speech of the person that's making the kviyas, is ben muktzah tahar v'gavar tami. We're talking about where that produce, which was muktzah, which he wants to make a mukhan, and that's why he's making a speech before Shabbos, saying that I want to eat from it tomorrow, was told me that that produce was tahar, and the person is tamei to loy motzah mahadile. Whereas we just explained where then you can't return the leftovers, because he's tame, whatever he's going to be touching on Shabbos is going to come tame, and if you cannot put it back, and since you can't put it back, so that makes it into a kviyas. So that is the same as the case when we said you do the action, where here speech we're saying is on that same level, where it's like the case of matan tahar, where the vat is tar, and the person's tame, where he cannot put it back, therefore it is a kviyas. Here also in that Mishnah was a kviyas, even with speech. Now that Agumar asks, how can you say that that's the same case? Vali muhzarn va'imdenhen. Essentially, the case of our Mishnah is the same thing of really Rebbe Lez's whole heter, that is not considered kviyas because you can return it back. Here it is already preempted already back. And that is because when you're just using speech, you didn't take it at all. Now, since even when you would take it, you'd be able to put it back, that would help, as Rebbe Lez had explained, to say that it's not a kviyas. So in our case, where even if you're saying that he couldn't put it back because he is tame and the produce is tar, so he wouldn't be able to put it back, however, he didn't take it yet. It was just his speech on Erev Shabbos. Now, there's no greater return than never taking something in the first place. So then the Gemara is saying, how can you make a comparison between taking a plateful? Well, you're right. If he's tame and that's tar, he's not going to be able to put it back. And therefore, here also, when he's making the speech, he's tame, it's tar, so he wouldn't be able to put it back. Fine, but he didn't take it in the first place. And therefore, it's still there. So essentially, it's like it's returned already. So if you could return it, even when you're making a speech or even doing an action, it's not considered a kviyas. So how can you say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's going to be a kviyas because it's like the case of when he's tamei and it's tar, if it's already returned because he never took it in the first place. So it shouldn't be a problem of creating a kviyas. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi. He says, truthfully, we're going to go back to what was said in the previous daf. That actually the case of our Mishnah is that it is Shabbos that's creating the kviyas of a chiyav of Maisa. Now, however, although the Gemara wanted to refute the proof of Mazutra to support his father, Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman wanted to say in Halacha that Shabbos will create a kviyas of Meiser, even for somebody that's not Nigmar Malachtai, now, on that, the Gemara wants to say that you could even say that it is Tomat Shabbos. Not that we wanted to refute the proof by saying that, oh, it's not Shabbos that's doing the kviyas, it's the speech, because as we just proved, it can't be speech, because it's not going to be any worse than when you're doing an action, and if you could return it, it's not a kviyas. So speech, which you didn't even take it in the first place, for sure will not be creating a kviyas. So it is Tolmat Shabbos. However, it's still not going to be a raya to Rav Nachum that wanted a paskin halacha that Shabbos will create a kviyas, even for something that's not nigmar malachta, which is the case of our Mishnah, where it's stuff that are mukta, they're all out there, they're still drawing out, they have not finished nigmar malachta, still it's not going to be a raya, as the Gemara explains. Because Rebbe Eliezer ka'amrit, essentially what the Gemara is saying is, from Rebbe Eliezer, you want to bring a proof to your father from our Mishnah that Shabbos will make a kviyas even if it's not Nigma Malachtai? Rebbe Eliezer Tamei, Rebbe Eliezer going according to his opinion elsewhere, where he says it even by things that we for sure don't say create a kviyas. Now, therefore we can understand Rebbe Eliezer will say it's going to be kviyas even by Shabbos, but we go like the other opinions. As the Gemara says, that Rebbe Eliezer's the Amar Truma Kava, he says that even something that was not Nigma Malachta, if you went and took off Truma, you elevated Truma, then the rest of the food becomes usher to eat even as a snack until you take off the rest of the maisers. Now, Bakoshkin Shabbos, most definitely, if just taking off Truma, we'll say, oh, you took off Truma, so then this is considered something significant. You have to take off Meiser. For sure, Shabbos would create that Chiyav of that it's considered a Chashav Achila to say that now it's a Kviyas. But now the Gemara is responding to Marashi that what we're talking about is the opinion of the Rabbanan, where just like they argue on this opinion regarding the Chiyav of when you're taking off Truma that's creating Kviyas, for sure, and the similarly, they're going to argue regarding Shabbos. And if it's not a riot, they're not like, learn the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh, which shows that this is a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer says that even taking off Truma makes a kvias that you can't eat until you take off Maaseh, even a snack, whereas the Chacham argue. And therefore, that's the same machlekes they had regarding Shabbos, and therefore, there's no riot lahalacha that Rav Nachman wants to say that Shabbos will be kavah even if it's not nigmalachtoi from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, who says it even by Truma, and therefore, I'll say it even by Shabbos. As the Mishnah says over there, that Perisha Tarman Ashulei Nigma Malachtin. Regarding produce, that the truma was taken off even before the produce was the process of the produce was finished. Rabbi Eliezer says it's forbidden to eat from it, even a snack type of eating. And it's permitted. And therefore, again, that's why it's not a riot from our Mishnah, because even though our Mishnah is told about Shabbos being kiva, that it's not nigmar malachta, again, that's the case of our Mishnah, which is going like Rabbi Eliezer, who says even by truma, and the Chum argue on truma, and essentially they'll argue by Shabbos too. Now that the Gemara says, Toshim Ami Seifa, but the Gemara wants to say that no, we could bring a raya from the end of our Mishnah, where we could show that the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, and similarly they argue on Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, they only argue regarding the component of Breira, where if you say retroactively that it's clarified that if this is what you meant to say, as our Mishnah had said regarding this Erev Shabbos on Shemitah, where you have things that are mukta out in the field, Rabbi Eliezer had said a term in our Mishnah that he could say, Mikan on the Eichel HaMachar, from here I'm going to eat tomorrow. Which ones are you talking about specifically? On that, the Gemara had explained that because he holds Yesh Breira, that what you end up choosing on Shabbos that you had wanted to eat will then clarify retroactively that was what you had prepared before Shabbos. Chacham do not say that. They say, no, you have to be specific. And therefore, what the Gemara is going to illustrate is that it's only on that point that they argue. But regarding the halacha of that it has to be Erev Shabbos in the Shemitah year, but if it was other years that it would be forbidden because of Meiser, that they would agree, because it's Shabbos that makes the kviyas, as is, we just explained, the halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. We just want to say Chacham argue, but we're going to show that the Chacham and our Mishnah, they only argue on regarding Yesh Breira or not Breira. They have to be specific which ones are not. But regarding the fact that it has to be Erev Shabbos on the Shemitah year, that they would agree that it is Aser. So obviously because Shabbos is Kavaz, even if it's not Nigma Lachte. As the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah said, V'chacham and the Chacham say, no, you can't just say, from here I'm going to eat. You have to be specific. You have to make a sign that from here to here I'm going to eat. Now, and that the Gemara's Dik is that time of the Erev Shabbos B'Shvi'is. Because it's a Friday on the Shemitah year, the Lav Bar Surihu, where the only halachic problem you're going to run into is that of Mukta. Because it's out in the fields, it's out of mind of being eaten, so you have to designate it. But there's no problem about, but there'll still be Chiva Meiser, because Shemitah year is no Chiva Meiser. But the diak is, Habishar Shnei Shavua, but in the other years of the Shemitah year, the B'nai Yisru Ninu, where there's a Chiva Maisa, then Asurim, then it will be forbidden, even though there's no problem of Mukta, there's a problem of that they're Tevel. Now, my time, what would be the reason why it'd be Asur if you didn't finish the process yet? It's Loi Nigmol Achtoi, generally there's no Chiva Maisa if it's Loi Nigmol Achtoi. Must be Lav Mishum the Shabbos Kavo, isn't it because that Shabbos is establishing it as a kviyas, even if it's not the Gmul Achtoi? So you see, the Rabban agree, they only argue on the principle of Breira. I think Moshe says, Loi, no. It's not a riot from even the Sefer of our Mishnah. Kashani Hasim, there it's different. Kivin the Amma Mekan Vad Kan on the Oichel Amacher, because since he says that from here up until here, this exact area is what I'm going to eat from tomorrow, and the reason why the Chum have to say that is because they do not hold to the principle of Breira. Now, but once they say that speech, then Kavaleh, then that itself goes ahead and establishes the Chiv of Meiser, because now you made it something Chashiv. You designated that, oh, I want to eat from this. Must be that you already finished what you wanted to do. And it's the speech that's being Kaveh, not Shabbos. Now, that the Gemara asked, similarly as it asked on the bottom of the previous daf. Oh, Ihachi, if it's the speech, so my year is Shabbos, so why do we say the halacha of our Mishnah regarding Shabbos? Afil b'chol nami, even if you do it during the weekday, you should still say the same halacha. Only on the Shemitah year, when you make the speech, can you eat it, but during a non-Shemitah year, the other 6 years, you cannot go ahead and eat it, not because it's Shabbos, but because now by making that speech, you made it Chashav, and you made it Kviyas, and therefore you can't eat it until you take off Maestras. So now the Gemara says, that's not a question, because HaKamashmul, we wanted to say it's Shabbos to tell us a different Chiddush, as we had explained on the previous daf on the bottom there too, the Tevel Muchen Hu Eitzel Shabbos, to say that untithed produce is considered prepared regarding Shabbos, Shim Ove V'tikna Mesukin, that is, that if one violates the Issa D'Rabbanan of separating Trumas and Maisis on Shabbos, that then it will be considered fit to eat. And as we explained in the previous staff, that it will not be considered muktzah machmas iser, that there is a prohibition of this, that it's untithed produce of taking off the trumas and maisers. Now, therefore, we could assume that maybe even if one would violate the iser of taking off the trumas and maisers, it would still be muktzah, and hence you would not be able to go ahead and eat on Shabbos. That's the chiddush why we picked dafka Shabbos, was not regarding the iser. You're right, the iser is the speech that's saying that it's considered chashev, even though it's not nigmul achdoi. But the reason why we picked Shabbos was to tell you, but if you did violate it, you could go ahead and eat it, because now it already has trumas and maaser taken off from it, and it's not considered muktzah machmas iser. Now, on that, Rashi forewarns and says that we couldn't ask the question that we asked on the beginning of this daf, where we asked, oh, wait, how can you say it's a speech, but it's maaser chayzer? You can go ahead and give it back, as we explained, we asked this question on the first half of the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer, because actually, as we quoted before, that the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold that even if the leftovers you could put back, still they hold that it's still going to be considered a kviyas, and therefore we could explain that the reason of the Rabbanan in our Mishnah is not because of Shabbos, but rather because of Diburay, because of their speech, that goes ahead and creates the kviyas, and again, therefore there is no raya from our Mishnah that Shabbos that will make a kviyas and say that you can't even eat achilas arai if it's not nigbu malachta. Because although from our Mishnah it is talking about Shabbos, but that's Rabbi Eliezer, who he says even Shuma would do that, Rabbanan argue. Now, although in our Mishnah Rabbanan only argue on the principle of Breira and not on the principle of the fact that Shabbos is not going to be kaveya if it's not nigbu malachta, that's because they hold that the speech itself, as their speech says, it has to be from this specific area, the speech itself will be make the kviyas. Now, and why do they discuss it just by Shabbos? Is to say another chiddush with that is to say that if one does violate it, that one could go ahead and eat it. But again, no raya that Rabban would agree that Shabbos would be kaveya if it's not nigmul achta. Now the Gemara asks for a minu, a contradiction from a Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, going back on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that, as it seems from our Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos will be kaveya, that there's a chiv of Trumas and Maestras, that one cannot eat even achilas arai even if it's not nigmul achta. That the Gemara asks from the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that says Hoye Oichel be'Eshkoil, if someone was eating from a cluster of grapes. Now, as Rashi explains, generally a cluster is not nigma malachta, and the reason is because generally grapes are used for pressing to make wine out of them, which then one does not have the cluster anymore; that they're separated. So, if one's eating from a cluster, it must be that the process has not been finished yet. Now, if someone is eating from this not finished processed grapes, v'nichnas megin, and he enters from the garden where that's where he gathered the cluster from, and he comes in lechatzer into his courtyard. On that, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says that if he wants to finish the cluster of grapes that he was eating in the courtyard, then yigmar, he could finish his eating there. And we do not say that the chatzer is kaivas, as is generally the halacha that the courtyard makes it established that you cannot even eat an achil sarai, because we're talking about something that was not nigma malachta. As we said, a cluster is inherently not nigma malachta. Therefore, you could finish eating it even when you enter your chatzer. Whereas Rabbi Shua says that you cannot finish eating it once you walked into the courtyard, because he holds that the chatzer will make a kviz even for something that's not nigma malachta. Similar halacha, which is we find two arenas that we discussed in the previous staff, they will make the kviz. One is chatzer, and the next one is Shabbos, which is, let's say, he's eating from the cluster, and chashcha b'leili Shabbos. Now it gets dark, and it turns into Friday night. Rabbi Eliezer says that if the person wants to, when he was eating, he wants to finish eating, just like we said bechatzer, so the same thing regarding Shabbos, that yigmar, he can finish his eating, and that Shabbos will not make it into kviyas for something that was not nigma malachta. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, no, Shabbos makes a kviyas, and you cannot finish eating even if you had started beforehand, and even though it's something that's not nigma malachta. Now, the contradiction over here from this Mishnah is that in our Mishnah, we already explained the reason of Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason why the other years of Shemitah, you cannot go ahead and designate these not processed produce for Shabbos, is because Shabbos itself will make a kviyas. So though you take care of the problem of muktzah, now it's muchen, but the problem is you're not going to be able to eat it anyways tomorrow because you didn't take off trumas and maisis. As we had explained, you can't say the reason is the speech, because we said according to Rabbi Eliezer that speech itself will not make a kviyas, because even when you take an action of putting it, piling up on your plate, you can put back the leftovers, most definitely with speech. Now that contradicts what he says over here in this Mishnah, where he says that Shabbos will not make the kviyas when you're eating the cluster of grapes, because it's loy nigma malachta. So what does Rabbi Eliezer hold by Shabbos? Is it kaveh by loy nigma malachta, or is it not? So that the Gemara says, Hasam Kedik Tani Taima. There, actually, it's like he says in our Mishnah, that Shabbos will be Kevaz even if it's not Nigma Malachta. And one could not continue eating if it's Friday night, even if he's eating from the cluster of grapes. But there is for a different reason. As it's explained over there, Ibn Nassan says, Loikush Amir Belez Yigmer, it's not the case when Belez said that you could finish eating Bechatz Yigmer, that you could finish eating, meaning the person had been in the Gina, which you could eat, you could snack from the unprocessed, the not finished processed fruits when you're in the chatzar. Now, when he says, when he's in the Gina, when he says you come into the chatzar, you continue eating, he didn't mean that once you come in, you could continue eating in the courtyard. Rather, Eliyotzi chutz lachatzar v'yigmer. He meant to say that it's not considered established by just coming in over here. Not you can't eat over here, but you can go out and finish eating. Similarly, regarding the second case that they argued about. And not when Reb Elazar said you could finish eating when it becomes Shabbos, that b'Shabbos yigmer. He didn't say that you could finish eating the grapes on Shabbos. What he meant to say was that you could wait till after Shabbos and then you could continue eating, but not that you could continue eating on Shabbos. And that is, the truth is, like he says in the halacha of our Mishnah, that when it's Shabbos, Shabbos itself will be kevah, it will make a kris, even if it's nigmalachtei. And same would be for a chatzar. The only difference is that regarding Matzah Shabbos, that's what he's saying over there, that that's when you could continue eating it. And here, when you come out from the Chatzar into the Gina, that's when you could continue eating it. Now, Rashi explains that it's not the same as the case that the Gemara had brought in the previous daf regarding the children, that they concealed the figs. And as we learned, that even Matzah Shabbos, you can't eat it, because Shabbos makes a kviyas even for Matzah Shabbos, because there, the case is talking about that they had isolated it, they had designated it, that they wanted it for Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos makes a kviyas even for Matzah Shabbos, even forever. But here, it wasn't designated for Shabbos. It's just that on Shabbos, is such a chashav, a type of achila, that everything is considered an oinig, that even for an achilas aroi, even if it's not finished the process, it's considered kviyas. However, Reb Elazar would agree, and this is the synthesis of his two cases, where Shabbos makes a kviyas, even if it's not nigma malachti, as in our Mishnah. But he would agree, as he says in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, but one could continue eating it on Matzah Shabbos. Now, regarding this case, which started this whole discussion on the previous daf, regarding the question, is Shabbos going to create a kviyas in produce that even if it's not Nigma Malachtai, one cannot eat Achilas Araya not, where Rav Nachman had said in the previous daf that it does create that kviyas, and that's where it came into the discussion of our Mishnah, if it's Araya from our Mishnah, is it Shabbos that's doing it, is it the speech that's doing it, even if it's Shabbos, is that just Reb Eliezer, would the Chacham argue not? Now, related to this, the Gemara brings that Kiyasa Rav and Amar B'Yechanan, he argues. He argues on many different cases where he says that if it's not nigma malachtoi, even if you're encountering something that creates a kviyas, if it's not nigma malachtoi, it will not create a kviyas. And that is echad Shabbos, whether we're talking about Shabbos. The echad truma, whether we're talking about the separation of truma. The echad chatzim, whether we're talking about entering from the gina, from the garden, into the courtyard. The echad mekech, and even if we're talking about a purchase, which is, let's say, someone sold produce to his friend before it was nigma malachtoi, kulon ein kaiven. All these things will not create a kviyas to say that forbidden to eat achilas arai, ela bedavash nigma malachtan. Only if it's something that is already nigma malachtai, and that is, we will not say that these things will make the thing so chashev, and to create a kviyas, even if it's not nigma malachtai. Now, the Gemara will illustrate that Rabbi Yechon had to say all these cases, because there are those who argue on all these cases and hold that they will create a kviyas, even if it's not nigma malachtai. And that's why I have to say regarding all these cases that no, they're not that chashev, that they'll create a kviyas, even if it's not nigma malachtai. And that is Shabbos, the reason why Rabbi Yechon had to say that Shabbos, although it makes a kviyas, will not create a kviyas, even if it's not nigma malachtai, was lafukim in the hill. He had to come to exclude from Hill's opinion, with halach is not like him, because Rabban argue in Hill, and that's why he had to say that, the town like learned in a braisa, that hama'amer, which the Rishonim say a girsa of hamaver, where someone's transporting peiris mimakum lamakum. If he's transporting produce from one place to another place, liktzer, which the Rishonim have the girsa of liktzeis, where again he's doing it that they should dry out. So essentially, what that is a case of loynigma malachtai, where although they're already reaped, but he wants to go ahead and dry them out. Now bekadosh alein hayoyim, and then becomes Friday. It becomes Friday night. It's already Shabbos. So that Amar Yehuda said that hillel atzmei oyser. Hillel for himself said that it's forbidden. Now, which essentially Hill is saying, that Shabbos will make a kviyas, even though it's not nigma malachtai. Now, the inference is that, however, everyone else in his generation argued on him. That's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say that Shabbos will not create a kviyas, to come to exclude from Hill's opinion, where he holds that it's going to create a kviyas, even if it's loy nigma malachtai. Again, like Rav Nachman had wanted to say on the previous daf, Rabbi Yochanan says it's not going to create that kviyas. Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. chatzer, the reason why I have to say that, taking it into the courtyard, that will not create a kvis if it's not nigmal achta, was lafukim the Riyakiv, was coming to exclude from Riyakiv's opinion. Whereas the Gemara will bring, the Rabbi Yaakov learns that it will be chayiv, where then that Rabbi Yechon is coming to say halacha does not follow like him, rather like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one will still be exempt from ma'isus, does not like learn the Mishnah Masechtas ma'isus. Hamavir te'inim b'chatzeri liktzais, if someone is transporting his figs in his courtyard to dry them out, so banavir b'nei ma'isai oichel menarai, so him and his family could eat from it a snack, u'b'tur in the ma'isus, and it's still exempt from ma'isus. Now, but Tani Allah, however, we learned in the Braisa explaining this Mishnah that Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev, Rabbi Yisrael Depaita, Rabbi Yaakov holds that you are Chayev, which is that bring it into the Chatzar, even if it's not Nigma Malachta because you still want to dry it out, would make a Chayev, and that Rabbi Yechon is coming to say Halacha does not follow like him, rather like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Truma, the reason why I have to say that when Truma is separated from it, even if it's not Nigma Malachta, that it will not create the kviyas. That's lafukim Rabbi Eliezer comes to exclude from Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like we had quoted this mission before. Mesechtas Maisers, where payers should termine actually nigma lachdan. If someone has produce that was someone already took off truma that is given to the kayan, but even though its process was not finished yet, Rabbi Eliezer Yisrael lechem arai. Rabbi Eliezer says it's forbidden already now to eat from it a snack. V'chametim, however, the chametim say it's permitted, and that's again what we're coming to exclude from Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Mekach, the reason why we have to say the case of when there's a sale is to say that the halacha is like the Mishnah that we're going to quote right now, and not like another Mishnah which argues on that kedetan, which the Girsa actually is kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Halakeach te'inim ama'aretz. If someone purchases figs from ama'aretz and ignoramus, so b'makim shereiv b'nei adam darisin. If it's in a place where generally what people do with figs is that they press them together, which is that they make them into these dried off figs, and then they press them together into these what we'll call the iguli devela, these round cakes of these dried up figs. So that means to say that generally, figs are things which are not nigma malachta, because they don't keep them as figs, they turn them into these ktsiyas. So in such a case, if someone's purchasing these figs from the Amah Aretz, oichel menen arai, he could eat from it a snack, which what that means is that, and that's what Rabbi Yechon was coming to say, the halacha is like this braisa, where the mekach, although there's a sale here from the Amah Aretz to the one who's purchasing from him, will not create a kviyas, even though it's something that's not nigma malachta, as we said, that it's not nigma malachta because it's still going to be dried out. Now, and therefore we say that, and Rashi says also additionally what we're talking about is that it didn't come into the Pnei HaBayis, where therefore there was no chiv yet of the kivias of coming into one's house. So therefore one could eat a snack from it. U'ma'asin demai. And when the person comes to take off ma'aser from these figs that he had purchased from the Amah Aretz, then he only has to take off what's called demai, which is like anyone that purchases produce from the Amah Aretz, where he doesn't have to take off truma from it. Because we say that the Amah Aretz are not considered suspected regarding violating the halacha of taking of truma. And essentially what this halacha of this Bryce is saying is that we don't say that you have to take off definite ma'isrus. Because we're talking about that it was before it was nigma malachtai, and we're going to say, oh, wait a second, Amah Aretz is not going to take off ma'isrus if it's not even nigma malachtai. That is what the Gemara is going to illustrate, this chiddush of this Tana, this Braisa that he holds, that actually people do take off ma'aser before it's nigma malachta. And that's since that's something that people do, so we'll even be lenient, even coming from Amah Aretz, to say that Amaratzim is actually just a chumrah. We assume that they also keep the halacha. And for sure, truma we don't have to take off. But even ma'aser, which is only a chumrah, where most of them do take off ma'aser, but mitzat ha'safik, because out of doubt, we have to, but it's only a doubt. And therefore, you don't have to take up trumas, and it's only a doubt of demai, but it's not going to be considered for sure he didn't take off, because it's not even nigma malachta. As the Gemara says, shmamina tlas. There are three halachas, actually, that we learn from this braisa. Shmamina, which is the chiddush that Rabbi Yechon is saying, the halachas like this braisa, that mekach in the kavas, ele bedavish nigma malachta. First of all, the purchasing, which generally is a kvias, which says to say that you can't even snack, that would only be by something that already has the process being completed. Now, since here it's talking about that the process is not completed, because we're talking about that they still want to dry it out, so therefore, even though you did a kvias of a sale, you could still snack from it. That's one chiddush, which again is like what Rabbi Yechonah was saying, the halach is like. Shmamina, the second chiddush is the roiv amiha aretz ma'asrenhin, that we assume, will go leniently, that most of the amaratzim, they do take off ma'isers, because we're saying that when you take off the ma'iser that you purchase from the sam aretz, you only take off demai, which is means to say that it's just an added stringency, that Rabbanu ma'achmer, that out of doubt we have to take it off, because we suspect him regarding other ma'isers, even though we don't suspect him regarding truma. But again, it's only doubt. B'shmamina, and the third chiddush that we learn is, that ma'asren demai ma'ameha aretz. That again, that even when we do have to take it off, as we said, that you have to take over Demai, is afilu b'davar shelo nigmar malachta. It's even by something that is not nigmar malachta. Now, again, that's as we had said before, that although these cases of the figs are not nigmar malachta, and therefore would say that even if, let's say generally, by the Amar Eretz, we would not suspect them. But they, when do they take off the Meiser? When they already finished the process? Who's taking off the Chiv of Trumas and Meisers beforehand? And that was saying that, no, there are, the time of this price holds, that there are people that take off beforehand. Therefore, we could assume that he took it off. It's just that we're machmer because of lochas of demai and amar aretz that we say, okay, out of doubt, you have to take it off, but it's only a doubt, not a vadai, even though it's not nigma malachta. That's the added chiddush of, even though it's not nigma malachta, we could assume he took off the trumas, and even out of doubt that maybe he did, but out of doubt that he didn't, we have to take off demai, but not vadai tabel. Now, that is what the Gemara explains, that Rabbi Yechanan, who he had to say and establish that the halacha is that a mekech will not make a kfiyas if it's not nigmar malachtoi, and he had to say the halacha is like the price that we quoted before, is lafuke miha, that it's coming to exclude miha detnar from this Mishnah Masechtas Maisis, which halacha does not follow that first opinion, and that tanakam of that Mishnah. Where the Mishnah says, hamachlev peirisim chaver, if someone is swapping produce with his friend, which is basically a sale, which is bartering. Now, if zelachel v'zelachel, let's say that each one is swapping with the other one, that he wants to eat the produce that he's getting, or zelichtzis v'lezelichtzis, or even if it's not for eating, if they're switching it, that they still want to dry it out, which is not nigma malachta, or zelachel v'zelichtzis, or even if, let's say, one's doing it because he wants to eat it, and the other one's doing it because he wants to dry it out, in all these cases, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv to take off trumas and maisus, because the sale itself makes the kviyas, even if loy nigma malachta. Whereas Rehuda says that, no, according to him, if its intention is le'echel, if it's to eat it, then chayib. Then it's already considered a nigma malachta because he wants to eat it. Now the fact that there's a kviyas with that because there's a sale, such a person has to take up trumas and maisus, but liktza is potter, but if he's doing it, that he's purchasing, the swapping, to go ahead and dry it out, then it's not nigma malachta, then it will be exempt because mekech will not make a kviyas if it's not nigma malachta, and that's Rabbi Yochanan had to come to exclude from the Tanakama. And therefore, essentially, As this discussion had proved, that the machlekes we have in our Mishnah, that although our Mishnah says that Shabbos will make a kfis, even if it's not nigma malachtoi, that was the question we had, if that's according to everybody, or if that's only going to be according to Rabbi Eliezer, who he holds that even Truma would do that. But however, the Chacham hold Truma would not do that, possibly they would hold the same thing that Shabbos would not do that, as Rabbi Yochanan said, that all these cases, including Shabbos, will not make a kfis to say that you can't eat achil sarai if it's not nigma malachtoi. So Gemara says, Hadna l'chameibi, which shall return to you, the fourth parak of Masechtas Beya, parak hameibi, and with that we begin the fifth parak of Masechtas Beya, parak mashil. Now, our Mishnah begins a discussion regarding someone that has wheat and barley that are spread out on his roof to dry it out. Now, this person sees that the rain is coming. So on that, our Mishnah tells us, mashilim peiris derech haruv b'yamtav, a person can lower down his produce through a skylight on Yantar. And that is, a chum permitted a person to go through a tircha, which is essentially the discussion that we're discussing in our Mishnah regarding exertion, which generally we do not allow someone to go through a tircha yisera in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That the chum permitted a person to go through the effort of just pushing it through the skylight, which you don't have to do much. You just push it and it falls down to the ground, where since it's not a major tircha, you could do that. Now, that diik is that because we're talking about a skylight. Because generally, skylight is what goes, you have, if it's from the ceiling, it just goes from top down, and gravity does the job. Now, however, regarding a chaloin, a window, for example, let's say the roof was totally surrounded with walls, and there was no skylight, but there was a window in that wall of the roof. Now, since there, you would have to actually pick it up until you get to the window and then push it out. That would be more of a tircha. You can't just push it and it falls down. That, as the Gemara will later on explain, that's considered a tircha, which is not allowed on the Yom Tov. However, again, if there's a skylight, that's a very little tircha, that's allowed. Now, avalei b'Shabbos, however, that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, just on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah continues, says, "Umechasim peiris bekelim and nehadelav." One is also allowed to cover his produce with utensils because of the dripping that's coming down. Now, we don't say that that's a tircha that's not for a Yom Tov need, because it's not for food that you want to eat today. Still, the Rabbana permitted it to protect them because of the loss of money that will happen. So, therefore, you can go ahead and cover it. The same thing applies to jugs of wine and jugs of oil, where also one could cover that because of the dripping of the rain that's coming on it. And finally, one could also put a utensil underneath the drips that are coming in, because if, let's say, there's a leak and one doesn't want the house to get ruined, one is also allowed to put that utensil to catch the drips of the rain, and that's not forbidden on Yom Tov. Now, the Gemara tells us, just regarding the actual opening word of our Mishnah, what's the proper girsa? Itma, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Nassan. Chatoni Mashilin. One of them learned the word as it says in our Mishnah, our Girsa of Mashilin. V'chatoni Mashchilin. Another one learned Mashchilin. And that the Gemara says on Mazutra, the man that toni Mashilin l'mishtabish, the one who has the Girsa as we have it in our Mishnah, that Mashilin to lower in the produce, that's not a mistake. And the one who has the girsa of mashchilin is also not a mistake because they all mean the same thing of lowering it down, as the Gemara explains this. According to one who has the girsa of mashchilin, is not mistaken in trying to explain the term of lowering. Like it says the pasuk in Devarim, ki yishal zeisecha, where this is by the klala, by the curses that the Jewish people have, that although they're going to have these olive trees, but the olives will, the trees will fall down, the fruits will fall off the tree and it will never fully mature, so they're not going to have oil to use. So we see that Yishal means falling down. So that's correct. The one who has the gears of Mashchilin is also not mistaken. They're not like we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Becheiros, where there it's talking about the blemishes by the firstborns, which says that Hashachol v'Hakosel, they're both considered blemishes in the Becher. Now that the Mishnah explains that Shachol means Shenishmita Yerechai, that the thigh is got dislocated, which that essentially means to say that it fell out. So again, you see that it means falling down, and therefore you see that shachel also means falling down. And kassel, it means she'echad mi'archesav gevoy mechaberta. That means to say one of the thighs are higher than the other one, which is also considered a blemish. But one thing, what we see is that mashchilin also means lowering down. When it gets dislocated, it falls down. And therefore they're both correct, your size, in our Mishnah to explain the idea of falling down. Now that Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says actually that man detani mashirin lemishtabish, even if one has the girsa of mashirin is not mistaken. Uman detani mashchirin lemishtabish, one has the girsa of mashchirin is not mistaken. Uman detani manshirin lemishtabish, and even the one who has the girsa of manshirin is not mistaken. What the Gemara is saying is that even if one would have the girsa of any one of these three other versions, one would still not be mistaken, as the Gemara explains. According to one, if someone had a girsa of mashirin, that also would not be mistaken. It would also mean lowering down. The non, like we learn in the Mishnah, Masechtas Nazir, Bishmol says that although a Nazir is not allowed to go ahead and pull out any hair, he has to take all the precautions not to do that. So in that, the Mishnah says, Nazir lo yachav reisha badama. A Nazir cannot even go ahead and scrub his hair with earth, because that pulls out the hair. So we see that the word term manshirin of being meisher means to say pull out where things fall out. See, that also means falling down. Similarly, the one who has the girsa of mashchirin also is not mistaken. It also means falling down. It's not like I learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Kelim, where it says that hashachar, which is a reference to a razor, and the reason is because it's mashchir, the hair, which means to say that it makes the hair fall out. So regarding a razor, so we see that again falling out means shachar, mashchirin, that's what's the same girsa. V'hazug shel saparim, and the pier of scissors. Now the reason why it's called a pier is because the scissor has two blades and it has different parts where you could take it apart and take off the two blades separately. So that the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim says that av pisha nechliku, even if the blades are separated, still tameim, still they're going to be mekabel tumah because each blade is fit to use as its own kli on its own right. And therefore, it still will be mekabel tumah. But one thing we see from that Mishnah is that the shachar is a term for a razor where it makes the hair fall out. So we see that mashkirin also means falling out. Uman detani manshirin lemishtabish. And the one who has the girsa of manshirin is also not mistaken. It's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechta the Shabbos that says, Misha nashru kele b'mayim. If someone has his clothing that fell into water, where it means that it was soaked, but we see that the term of nashru means, say, falling into water. So on such a person, and again that's where we say manshirin means falling, such a person can be mahalach, but he could walk with these clothing on Shabbos, and they dry as he walks, where the sun will dry. And the halacha that the Mishnah there is telling us, a chiddush, that you don't have to be concerned that people will suspect you that, hey, why is your clothing wet? You must have laundered that on Shabbos, where it's forbidden to launder because of the malach of Libun. And that is what the Mishnah says, you don't have to be concerned with that. But one thing we see is that the term of manshirin means, say, falling where it fell into water. Inami, or another source to show that the term manshirin means falling, Mahadatnan from a Mishnah, Masechtas Peya, where it says that Ezehu leket, what is the halacha of leket when the person is reaping his produce, that whatever falls down is considered leket that has to be saved for the poor people. That's Hanayshir B'Shas Ketzir, what falls down during the reaping. Again, we see that the term manshirin means falling down, and therefore all these girsas would be appropriate from a Mishnah of Mashilin, Mashchilin, Manshirin. All these things, Mashchirin, would be considered appropriate girsas. They would all mean the same thing of having it fall down through the skylight into one's house. Now, the Gemara quotes It's not written in our Mishnah. The opening halacha was, Meshilim peiris derech aruva b'yamtav. A person could lower down produce through the skylet on yamtav. Now, that the Gemara asks, now, ad kama, how much produce could there be on the roof that we're going to say it won't be a tircha yaseira, an extra effort? Now, we explained already from the deacon on Mishnah that it's only allowed through a skylight. But let's say through a window, wouldn't, because you're not allowed to do extra efforts that are exertions on yamtav. Now, if you have so much, even if it's through a skylight, it's going to be a lot of effort, how much is going to be allowed? So, Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Basi, Ramilah, and some say Amar Reb Asi, Amar Bichlan, it's Ka'esa Shashanina. We could compare it to a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, which was also talking about doing a tircha, which is allowed up to a certain extent. We can compare it to that tircha that's allowed, same thing over here, where it says that Mefanin Arba V'chamish Kupish Al Tevin V'shal Tevuah, a person is allowed to empty out from an area 4 or 5 boxes of straw and of produce. If let's say he invited guests to eat and there's no room for people to sit, so he could clear out the boxes for the guests, or because that there are students there that need to be able to have room in the Beis Medrash to sit and learn, and there's boxes that are in the way. So up to 4 or 5 boxes, where the Gemara there explains why the term 4 or 5, you can move it away. And therefore, that's what the Gemara wants to say. The same thing would be over here, that although Shabbos and Yom Tov, you not do tircha, but just like over there for a need, you're allowed to do up till 4 or 5. Here also, for the need of for protecting one's produce, one could do up till 4 or 5 boxes, but not more. Now, that the Gemara asks 3 different questions to show that maybe it's not a complete comparison, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn from that Mishnah. Because if Dilma Shani Hasam, maybe that Mishnah is different. Maybe there, they allowed so many boxes up to 4 or 5, because the ikar betel beis hamedrash, because this, people are not going to be able to learn, which learning Torah is paramount. Now, or the same thing would be because you have to honor your guests, which is also very important. But over here, where it's just because of a loss of money, where the lack of betel beis hamedrash, where there's no lack of learning Torah, there's no mitzvah of achnasas archim, then like, maybe the rabban would not allow actually so many boxes. They allow a small tircha, but not up to 4 or 5 boxes. Inami, or another approach why we wouldn't be able to learn from that Mishnah. As it goes, Hasam Hainu Taima, the Arba V'chamesh Kupish Shari, there, you want to know why they let up to so many boxes, 4 or 5 boxes, is Mishum Shabbos, because there is too much Shabbos. D'chamira V'loyosa L'zazulibe, where Shabbos is very stringent. Shabbos is a big thing, and it's one of the easiest between the Jewish people and Hashem. It's one of the most chumrig things. And there are people not going to become too disgraced to Shabbos. And therefore, we let you be so lenient up to taking 4 or 5 because you're not going to take advantage. Aval yamtiv the kill, but yamtiv, which is more lenient than Shabbos, you're allowed to do certain malachas, sechel nefesh, v'asi lizal zulibein. Therefore, the people are going to come to be lax about it, and they're going to say, oh, they're going to end up taking much more than they're going to take advantage. So klal klal loy, maybe they didn't let at all, and therefore you can't learn. There are 4 or 5 boxes, maybe here we wouldn't allow it. Or inam, the Gemara says, actually, l'idach gisa. Actually, we wouldn't be able to learn from that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, because maybe it would be actually to the other extreme. That maybe you could say that we would be more lenient here than we are over there. Because Hasam Hainu Taima, there, the reason why we only let up to 4 or 5 boxes is because of Lekka Hefsimaman. Where we don't allow any leniencies because of a loss of money on Shabbos. As we said in our Mishnah, Avaloi B'Shabbos, we don't let these leniencies. Avalhacha, it could have some Mammon, but here where we allow leniencies because of loss of money, maybe Afila Tubaname, maybe we would allow even more than 4 or 5 boxes because no matter how many boxes it is, it's a loss of money, and therefore we would allow even more, and therefore there's no Raya from that Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, because there is talking about a specific case, it's Shabbos, and it's talking about Bittul Beis Medrash and covered for the guests. Here it's talking about Yom Tov, and because of loss of money, so maybe actually there would be more lenient, and we wouldn't be able to learn out over there, or maybe here would be more lenient, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn out from the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos to say that our Mishnah is talking about specifically 4 or 5 boxes.